So before I present my reflection to you, I would also ask you to take a look at the cross above the altar. Focus your eyes on it. Focus your eyes on that cross and see Jesus. Imagine you are present there at the foot of the cross, watching and waiting. Just close your eyes for a moment. Picture yourself there at the cross. Then Jesus cried out, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." No one took Jesus' life from him. As it says in John 10, verse 18, "No one takes my life from me, but I lay it down of my own accord." God had given his son a mission. That mission was to lay his life down in salvation for the world, for the whole world, for you and me individually, every one. It was Jesus' choice. From his birth through the agony at the Garden of Gethsemane and his final moments on earth, he showed his peaceful surrender to his Father's will. In those last seven moments, in those seven last statements that we have heard and that Jesus has said, he showed us his total faith, his total love, and his concern for others. So hanging from that cross, he forgave the people that tortured him. Hanging from the cross, he offered salvation to the good thief. And hanging from the cross, he showed his concern and his love for his widowed mother, Mary. Finally, in his suffering and his abandonment, he surrenders. He gives it all. He lays it out. He gives his life for our salvation, every one of us. He empties himself for us, for each and every one of us. He puts his total trust in God, his Father. So when the final statement Jesus claims, he is finally united with his Father in heaven. So death, where is your victory? Where is your sting? We are called to give ourselves to God just as Jesus did. In our lives, we will suffer. We will have disappointments. We will be afraid to face the daily trials and tribulations of this world. Each one of us, every one, will have a cross to bear. So do you trust? Do you trust enough to surrender, to place yourself in God's hands every single day of your life? Do you have that trust? So once again, I ask you, take a look at the cross. Take a look at it and realize something. Jesus had taken that cross, that torturous tool of death from the Romans, and he transformed it. He transformed it into a glorious symbol of victory. Amen.